Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock Radio on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of February 16th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you joining this awesome show of Christian independent artists, where you can sit back and listen to their testimonies and listen to music you may have never heard before. But I'm telling you, you'll tune in every week to listen to it again. They'll blow you away. I thank all the artists who have joined Rock the Flock. You can listen to Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org, and you can download the Radio Alabama app. I'm honored and blessed this week to have world horse riding champion David Davis and Richard Varno of the Christian Horse Show Association on the show. What does that have to do with Rock the Flock and independent Christian artists and music? Well, I'm telling you what, you're going to really enjoy this show. So all that and coming up, a lot more. Great music and a great interview right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. Today, I'm blessed. Usually, I have one individual zooming into the show. But man, I sit back, like I told you guys, I sit back and just say, thank you, Lord, to keep blessing this show, because now I have Mr. Richard Varno and David Davis zooming in. And we won't get into how all of this happened, that they're on the show this week, but I thank the Lord, because I know there's something, even more what they've come to talk about, there's something more in it. So God bless both of you for taking the time to be on the show.
Thanks for having us.
We are glad to be here.
Well, we did sort one thing out before we got going. Who would go first? So, David, it's your turn. Who is Mr. David Davis?
Okay. I am a horse trainer from Indiana, and I've trained horses all my life. I got a pony when I was 5 years old and was just passionate about learning how to ride that pony. And it became my transportation. I would ride it to different towns and to friends' houses. And that pony and I just started a career. So then I became a professional horse trainer, got paid to train my first horse when I was 11 years old. And so I pursued a career actively competing at horse shows and just loving every aspect of training horses and competing at horse shows. And then I got saved. So once I got saved and the Lord Jesus Christ came into my life, I began to think, how can I incorporate sharing the gospel message with the world as I can reach them through what I was doing with horses? So training and showing horses became my platform to be in contact with people. And I began to hold cowboy church services, we call them, at horse shows and rodeos and trail rides and anywhere they would let me jump up on a picnic table and go to hollering until I drew a crowd around. And then I'd play my guitar and lead some songs and preach to them. And it's been a very working ministry. It has reached lots of people. We get a lot of people saved. And when you present the gospel message to people, they are quick to say, well, sure, I'd like to go to heaven. How do you do that? Well, pray and ask Jesus to save you. Okay, so we get lots of people saved. Then, as I'm seeking the Lord, how can I reach more people? I really believe I had an impression from the Lord that I need to start an organization called the Christian Horse Show Association. Because at a horse show, there's lots of people gather around and watch the people showing their horses. And then when you announce you're going to have a cowboy church service, some of them come over to the service, but a lot of them aren't reached and don't hear the message. And one thing I have learned is that lost people don't normally attend Christian functions. Mm-hmm. So if there's a way to present the gospel to everybody, and then once they hear it, they receive it while we're showing our horses. So the Christian Horse Show Association has been launched now, and it's out there, and you can sign up at chsa.net. And the way it works is anybody who is out there showing horses can send us the results of your competition, and you can show your horse anywhere you want to show it. Send us the results of your competition. We'll keep track of points, and we're going to award world championships in lots of different divisions under the title of the Christian Horse Show Association.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a way for us to offer acknowledgement for a job well done. And you can get out there in front of your crowd of people at a horse show and wear that Christian Horse Show logo, and everybody knows that person's a Christian. And let your light shine for Jesus, which is our key scripture, Matthew 5:16.
Amen. That is, that's incredible.
That is a big outreaching thing, and I think it's going to reach the world. Right now, we're focused on the United States, but I believe it's going to be worldwide. And the thing is, it's a good family-friendly, wholesome sport that anybody can be involved in. And I like doing things to keep the family unit together. And so even if a few members of the family are involved in showing horses, other members of the family can do behind-the-scenes things that need to be done. And showing horses is a way to develop lots of life skills that people need. You got to learn how to drive a truck and a trailer. You got to learn how to ride a horse. You have to get in front of an audience and get over your stage fright. You have to feed your horse. You have to interact with fellow competitors so you develop sportsmanship skills. There's just so many healthy aspects of life that are developed through the process of showing horses, and we want to promote that. And we can incorporate the gospel message along with it through the Christian Horse Show Association.
Well, amen. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Mr. Richard Varneau on the other line with us. And I want to know the story, we'll get into it, on how he met such an awesome man of God as you, sir.
Amen. That sounds great.
And how God used an animal, a horse, to do it. So I'm really interested in that.
Good, good.
We'll be right back with Richard Varneau and David Davis right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Richard Varneau, David Davis, and they're both a part of the Christian Horse Show Association. And Richard, we know each other. God blessed me to be able to meet you, to see the spirit of, wow, man, in entertainment, the spirit of excitement that he has put into your body. So, for those who don't know, who is Richard Varneau?
Sure. Nice to talk to you again, Greg. I am the most of you guys know me as the lead singer and guitar player for Not Ashamed. Mm-hmm. We opened for Petra on their 2023 Southeast Summer Tour. That's how I got to meet Greg. He came out and emceed a show for us in Huntsville, Alabama at the Dream Theater, which is really, really, really fun venue to play. And but we're active in Christian music. You'll probably hear a couple of our songs on the show today. And then also, I do want to point out that Dave is, he was a little modest about his accomplishments. He's not only has he won many world championships in reining, and it is really a name in the horse industry that people recognize. But he is also an accomplished Christian artist in his own right. He's had several songs on the kind of country gospel charts. And I think I got you one of his songs that we can play. I know it's not your typical Rock the Flock radio, but I believe God works through all types
he does.
Of music. And in addition to, being passionate about music and stuff like that, I've owned horses for, almost 25 years now. About 25 years ago, we moved into a house that was a rental house, and the guy renting the house left behind just a bunch of, he left behind some horses and ponies and miniature horses. And I mean, he really didn't know any. He had just gone to the auction and bought a bunch of things for his kids to play with. He didn't have a clue. We didn't have a clue. I tell a story that, the first time I called the vet out, I asked the vet, how long is it going to be before these ponies grow up to be horses? And the vet was like, oh, man, these people don't know anything. So we learned a lot, over the years, just kind of by trial and error, and, have participated in and some showing and some saddle clubs. And my wife and I were active in, there's a sport called cowboy mounted shooting, which is a lot of fun. It's basically you ride a pattern and you have two six shooters and they fire black powder blanks, and the burning powder will bust a balloon at about 10, 15 feet away. So it's, you know, you kind of ride a pattern and then just go around and shoot things and play cowboy. I think inside, you know, every guy, on the planet, you know, there's a kid inside that still thinks that they're a cowboy. And, and, you know, because the horses are in our DNA, you know, when Jesus comes back, he's not coming back riding a motorcycle.
Nope.
You know, I apologize to all my Christian motorcycle riding friends, you know, and I have a lot of them. But Jesus isn't coming back on a Harley. Jesus is coming back on a horse. And, you know, I think there's just something in our DNA about, you know, being on a horse. And, you know, Will Rogers famously said, the outside of the horse is the best thing for the inside of a man. And, he also said there's two theories on arguing with women. Neither one of them works. Will Rogers was a wise man. I will say that the best thing for the inside of a man is Jesus.
Correct.
But the outside of a horse is a close second.
Well, like I said, when we finished this first segment with Mr. Davis, the Lord brought a horse to bring the two of you together. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
So, actually, the way we got hooked up was there's a ministry called Bob Larson, and he is the kind of the world's most renowned exorcist. And he does deliverance ministry and things of that nature. And my wife is part of his ministry. She's traveled all over the world doing deliverance for her ministry is called Freedom Keepers. And Dave, I think they were up in Louisville or something like that. And Dave attended one of the meetings because he's also a minister and walks in the prophetic and you know, prays for people and things of that nature. And so as soon as Bob figured out that Dave was involved in horses and my wife was involved in horses, he's like, you two need to talk to each other. And we ended up getting a horse from Dave and just developed a friendship that has lasted, you know, over 20 years now. And you know, it's funny, I can see, you know, so many things in my life have led up and steered me towards being in this partnership, helping Dave get this, get the Christian Horse Show Association going, because it's, you know, it's such a powerful outreach. And really, I get, I deal with a lot of the incoming messages and calls and stuff like that. And so many people are like, you know, horse shows are not really all that family friendly these days. But I, you know, so many people want to share the gospel through their passion for horses. And so that's one of the reasons we feel like this is such an important association to let our light shine and to bring the glory of God into that world. And so there's I looked up some statistics on the horses in Alabama just for my own curiosity this morning. And you know, horses are still a very big part of people's lives, especially, you know, all over the country. There's over 100,000 horses in Alabama. They contribute over $2 billion to the economy. Most of that people spending money feeding their horses.
Yes.
but one in 20 households owns or leases a horse, and there's over 595,000 households in Alabama that have some connection to horses. Now, that might be just an 8-year-old girl in the house that loves horses and is crazy about horses, but let me tell you something. And inside every single woman on the planet, there's an 8-year-old girl, and she wants a pony.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so true. Everybody loves horses, even if they're not involved with them. When they see a horse, they stop and they look and they enjoy seeing a horse pull a carriage down the road or taking a carriage ride. There's so much that ministers to people's hearts when they observe horses.
What's kind of neat, we have a Christmas parade every year in town, and we're in a kind of a small town, but the Christmas parade is a big deal around here. And at the end of the Christmas parade are the horses. And we'll have 20, 30 horses, people riding them down the street. And the kids are just, you can see the kids just mesmerized in the crowd.
And I believe every one of those people riding in that parade needs to be wearing a Christian Horse Show t-shirt and displaying that logo for the Lord while they're having fun with their horses.
We may have some connections to make that happen.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes, sir.
We would love it. And whenever you promote the Christian Horse Show Association, you're promoting Christ. So whatever we do to let our light shine is a good thing to promote the kingdom of God.
Well, one of my former boss, who I love him, his son is they're huge. He's a professional bull rider. And so they're tied into bulls and horses. And I'm going to get you guys connected because that would be huge for us here.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will say that we do, you know, the association is open to basically any event that awards places. So we do rodeo, speed events. Mm-hmm. We do saddle clubs. We do open horse shows. I just had a lady contact me that does, there's something called mounted games, horse games. These are, I guess it's big in Europe, but these people they work on teams, and you like jump off your horse and run across the top of a bunch of buckets and then jump back on them at a dead run and then take a broomstick and, you know, lance through some curtain rings and set down. It's like it makes the I'm like, wow, man, if I were 20 years younger, that would be a lot of fun. but really any discipline, whether it's, you know, English, hunter jumper, dressage, or, you know, even halter classes, you know, all the way down to costume contests and some of the fun games they do with the local saddle clubs and stuff like that. As long as there's a show bill and as long as they award places, you know, first place, second place, third place, fourth place, et cetera, we allow those points to be submitted towards the show. And, you know, Dave was talking about how there's so many people that are passionate about horses, but, you know, might not even own, or maybe they just like going to horse shows, or they like going to rodeos, or they just, you know, they want to display their faith. We have a few different types of memberships. The first type of membership is a non-competing membership. And this is just for somebody that's passionate about horses, or maybe your grandkids show, or your nieces or nephews show horses, and you just want to be a part of it. And, you know, even with that membership, every membership gets a t-shirt and, you know, to where you can display your faith, and you get access to our newsletter that has horse training tips and Bible studies. And then we have discounts from sponsors and things of that nature. And then there's a standard membership that includes one horse rider nomination. There's a family membership that includes three horse rider nominations. There's a lifetime membership for people that are really passionate about it that includes one horse rider nomination for every year for life. And then the last one is for people that are very passionate about it. There's a charter membership, and that basically you get to be on our charter membership page with, you know, your bio and your info and you know, links to your websites and stuff like that. We are very blessed. John Lyons, who's a huge name in the Christian horse world, is one of our charter members. And, you know, we have several others as well. Cheryl Moore, who's won multiple reigning champion world championships, is another one. There's a group in Missouri, CBRC Farms, that they reach out to, they do horse riding programs for underprivileged kids. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. And I want to point out that, you know, or maybe I'll let Dave talk about it, is, you know, we're not just a ministry. We actually also support other ministries too, because, you know, Dave can kind of speak to how powerful it is to get somebody involved with horses and the impact it can have on their life in bringing them to Christ.
Yes, it absolutely does. One thing I want to say is that I do trick horse performances, and there's something about watching that horse and I interact and this horse performing tricks that people think is so spectacular, and it must just prepare their hearts to receive the gospel. Because when I present the gospel at the end of a trick horse performance, we always got a lot of people saved. It's usually between 20 and 30 people to get it saved at the end of one of those things. I also have a riding lesson program, and I see how interacting with the horses prepares people's hearts to receive the gospel. I have friends who have what they actually call Christian riding lesson programs, and they'll set kids down and let them have a Bible study before they let them go ride their horses. And so it's such a way to get their attention, spread the good news with them, which is the gospel message, which is good news that everybody needs to hear. You can get saved and go to heaven and live with Jesus. But there's something about the life lessons learned of being responsible and kind and caring and forgiving, interacting with the horse, that prepares people's hearts. So it has been proven over and over again that horses are a great vessel to be used to broadcast ministry.
Well, amen. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about maybe some upcoming events, and we'll talk about how people can connect with you, how they can connect and contact you. So we'll be right back with Richard Varneau and Mr. David Davis, the Christian Horse Show Association, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for joining this amazing show as we bring two new guests to the show this week, Richard Varneau, David Davis, and they're here on behalf of the Christian Horse Show Association. We've learned a little bit of Richard's testimony. We've heard David's testimony and how a wonderful animal that God created. And I love the Bible. I love the beginning of Genesis, because I believe God gave us, he did, you know, Adam named the animals. And when God said Adam named the animals, it's not that we have control over those animals, but we kind of do. And God uses those animals as, like Dave, you said, as vessels. And horses have always been, like you said, they've been, every little girl wants a horse. Every rough, tough guy wants to be able to jump on and ride a horse for whatever they want to do. So I asked you what events are coming up. And Mr. David, you talked to me in between the break that there's really not a Christian horse show event, but explain to us how you told me.
Yeah, when people hear the Christian Horse Show Association, many, many people are reaching out to us saying, hey, we want to hold a Christian horse show. And we have to correct them and say, well, we don't really hold events, but since we see there's such a demand for that, that's going to be an endeavor for the future. We'll come up with what our requirements are if you want to sanction and hold a Christian Horse Show Association show. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is just reaching out to give a way for people to be connected with a body of believers who love horses, and they're out there showing their horses anywhere. You can go to any horse show anywhere and compete in the horse show, show your horse, do the best job you can to represent your horse with a spirit of excellence. And I know God blesses that. And then send us the results of your competition. So we are keeping track of a job well done, and we're offering accolades to support people and acknowledge when they've done a good job with their horses by offering awards and prizes and world championships under the name of the Christian Horse Show Association, wherever you're showing your horse. So you can show your horse anywhere you want to, and it's not really that we hold events, and it's not Christian horse show events. It's just get out and let your light shine for Jesus wherever you're showing your horse. And one message there is, I don't think God wants us to be separated from the world. We're supposed to be out there letting the love of God shine and interacting with people, rubbing shoulders with people who maybe don't know Jesus, and maybe they'll see something in our demeanor or our character that will make them want to know more about Jesus and develop the kind of relationship with Jesus that we have. So you can go out into any kind of a worldly setting and let your light shine, and you will influence people, even at normal, regular horse shows, wherever that may be.
Well, amen. Well, Richard, how do people, if they're doing this, how do they connect? Where do they go? Do they call?
The number one way to connect is just on our website at chsa.net. So Christian Horse Show Association.net, chsa.net, and we'll throw some links up. You can find us on Facebook as well if you just search Christian Horse Show Association, and that will get you all the information that you need. And I did want to point out too, as on the ministry part of it, 10% of all the net revenue that comes in to the association goes out to preach the gospel. There's a lot of horse related and gospel related ministries that we support on a regular basis, and so it's the Christian Horse Show Association is a 501(c). We do accept donations and for the charter members, the charter member donations are considered to be tax deductible because you're a part of that. The standard ones are not, but the there are multiple opportunities, and we're just kind of along for the ride on this thing. I know that this is the Lord's doing, and I know that He's got plans exceedingly abundantly beyond we even know about right now. So we're just trying to be, we're looking at Him, and I know this is going to grow and develop into literally a worldwide thing. And a lot of times God doesn't reveal all of His plans to us because we'd mess it up if He told us the whole thing at the beginning.
But right. I was just thinking of one very instrumental conversation that Rich and I had several years ago, and I was just sharing with him my revelation from the Lord. And I said, the Lord is inspiring me that I'm supposed to start an organization called the Christian Horse Show Association. And as we were talking and just visiting on the phone a little later in the conversation, Richard said to me, boom, I got it. And I said, boom, you got what? What do you mean? He said, I just booked the Christian Horse Show Association.com and not .net and .org. We own the website. And that was just, I didn't know he was over there tapping on his keyboard and doing things, but he took that revelation that I got from the Lord and ran with it and booked the website. And that is one of the very instrumental moments when the Christian Horse Show Association was manifested in the physical realm here on earth. And now it's been a long time coming, and it's taken a lot of prayer to get to this point, but now the website has been launched, and there's a real organization that people can actually connect with.
Well, amen. Well, can I say a prayer before we close the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this wonderful opportunity, these two godly men, Lord. I ask You to bless them, to bless their families, and to bless the Christian Horse Show Association. Lord, let it open doors to what we can't see right now, Lord, to expand Your kingdom. God, be with Richard, be with Mr. David, and bless each and every day of their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Well, all right. Well, thank you guys for joining Richard Varneau, Mr. David Davis, the Christian Horse Show Association, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show this week. I really appreciate the guest we had this week, Richard Varneau and David Davis from the Christian Horse Show Association. Great interview, great music this week. I hope you enjoy all these independent Christian artists and tune in every week. I think I added 3 new songs this week. So you just want to keep tuning in. It's this library keeps growing, and these Christian artists keep joining Rock the Flock to give them a voice. I mean, this is totally awesome. Well, I just want to share something with you this week. You know, we're living in some pretty tough times right now. You know, things seem like they may be going on the up and up, but really, if you look in the background and take a step back, man, we're living in Revelation. So, when you're faced with something, go back and remember David. Okay, David was in the fields tending to his father and his family's sheep. He headed off all predators of all different kinds. David didn't know during that time he was training to face Goliath. Know that when you're going up against something in your life, and we don't have Goliaths in our lives, we have different things. We may have marriage problems. We may have finance problems. We may have relationship problems. We may have work problems. There's so many things. Depression, anxiety. I could just keep going on. Addiction. But know that God has prepared you for this moment. So stand tall as David did. And David was small in stature, and he used a small stone that took down the giant. The Bible tells us if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So go this week with that small stone and know that God's prepared you for anything that will come in front of you. And not only has he prepared you, but he's with you. Tune in next week. Colton Dixon, he was supposed to be the guest this week. Pray for Colton. He's been sick for a couple of weeks. You know, major Christian artist will be joining Rock the Flock Radio. So you won't want to miss that. And you won't want to miss out, like I said, the new artist music that'll be joining the show. Thank you again. I love this. I love being able to do this. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank all of you for tuning in and listening. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off till next week for Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.